The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello, welcome to a brand new episode of The Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Micah.
Hello.
All right, guys, we're back. This episode is entitled The Little Kicks. In this episode, Jerry inadvertently becomes a renowned maker of bootleg films when he takes Kramer to a sneak preview of an unreleased film. Elaine gets herself really embarrassed at a party at her office by deciding to dance. And what the hell's happening with Kramer? I guess he's just dealing with Jerry in this bootleg thing, if I recall.
Yeah.
And then George is... also at the party at Elaine's job, and he starts dating this woman who thinks he's a bad boy, which is ridiculous. What did you think of this episode?
This episode's fine. It's only memorable for the physical comedy that Julia Louis-Dreyfus gets to do. She doesn't get to do a lot of physical comedy, which I think is the reason why this particular episode is special. You know, the bootlegging story is kind of funny, but it's like absurd.
It's pretty absurd.
This guy's willing to shoot Jerry if he doesn't bootleg a movie with a gigantic camcorder. Like it's, it's so silly, but, it's an okay episode.
Yeah, it's all right. I feel like it's, that part is so absurd that it feels like, and I'd have to do some research, that it's like, based on a movie, like another famous movie or something, you know what I mean? Like how they did with the Nixon thing with his dad with the limo. Like it feels like that ludicrous that it's like taking, you know, it's taking cues from something else. But in this episode, so it kind of starts out with Jerry and Kramer walking down the street, having this conversation about like what side of the curb to stand on. Cause you don't want to get hit by a car. It's fucking ridiculous. But, I mean, it's very them. Then we cut to Monk's, where Elaine, George, and Jerry are sitting there, and Elaine is talking about throwing this party for all her employees. And George is like, will there be food there? Bar? George? Huh? And she's like, ugh, fine. Like, don't fucking embarrass me. And so George is there, and he's being George, and he meets this woman named Anna. And she's like, oh, do you work in the mailroom? I don't recognize you. And he's like, not quite. I'm friends with Elaine Bennis. And she literally just walks away because she doesn't like Elaine.
Everybody hates Elaine because she's, you know, still like de facto in charge of the company.
And she's awful at it.
Apparently Elaine's a shitty boss.
So at the party, like this music comes on and Elaine's like, all right, who's dancing? All right, come on, I'll get it started. And then she starts dancing and it is awful. It is the worst dancing ever.
She's like having spasms and it's, she's got like this, like little, like you're kicking a soccer ball, like just, but just, not like a huge kick, just like a dribble kick, but it's super stiff and she's got the thumbs going. It's the most ludicrous thing ever. So her dancing in this episode is inspired by Saturday Night Live boss Lorne Michaels. So Seinfeld.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Kind of funny.
So Seinfeld writer Spike Ferriston started his career as a receptionist in SNL and has said that at an SNL after party, he saw Lorne Michaels dance, quote, as if he'd never seen another human being dance before. And that he, quote, heaved and gyrated to a rhythm only he could feel.
That's pretty funny. Wow, who knew that The Little Kicks was actually based on a real person? That's hysterical. So George sees this and he's like, sweet fancy Moses, like what the fuck is that? And so then we cut back and we see that Jerry has gotten preview tickets to see this movie Death Blow with Kramer. And so they're like really excited to see this movie. And Kramer's like, hey, can you get a third ticket for a buddy of mine? And he's like, all right, I guess. Like, this was already hard to get anyway. And he's like, yeah. But, like, get on that, right? So so he's like, all right, I guess, fine. George comes in. George is like, yeah, the party was fine. Have you ever seen Elaine dance? And Jerry just literally stops in his tracks, and he's like, oh, no, she did it. And then they talk about this flashback that he saw her dance, like, in front of, like, some little band on the street. And he was like, yeah, it looked like, what is a, like, dry heaving set to music? Which is pretty goddamn funny. He's like, did she do the thumbs? Like, yeah, she did the thumbs. And the white girl woohoo, which is not good.
You don't seem like a dancer yourself. Are you a dancer?
I will dance. I used to be a person who was vehemently against dancing, but as I got older, I stopped giving a shit and I just go have a good time. Like, I'm okay. I'm not good by any means, but I'm okay.
Right. Okay. But like, is it like dancing? Do you move or do you just like two step?
Right. I got like a three step. Like, I got a three step. Like, I'm not as bad as just like drinking my hand two step only. I got a little bit more than that. Like, I can move my hips and shit. But nah, yo, like, yeah, you're not like anybody asking me like, hey, can you do like this particular dance? Nah, I can't do that. Like, I'm not even good at the electric slide. Like, I'm not. Like, I can never remember the steps in order, like, ever. Like, nah. And I'm not gonna try to fancy the shit up. No.
So I'm not throwing stones, okay? I'm not.
You should not. You should not. You should not.
You've seen me dance. You've seen
but you
me
were pretty good. At your wedding, you were pretty good. You were pretty good.
Well,
not bad.
Because I was peacocking for my wife. So yeah. That's, you know.
And you're like 150 guests. Get out of here.
Right. Get out of here. Like, I gotta make her feel special, and, you know, I gotta make everybody jealous. Like, oh, look at, cause like most dudes, like, unless you're a dancer, you don't dance, right?
Nah,
like,
yo, it's embarrassing.
It is, yo, because like, we don't know what we're doing. And it's really bad for people who are tall that can't dance. Because like you, I can't do the electric slide, so I just look like Frankenstein.
turn, fire, right. Bad. Like, no, yo, it's not a good look.
Like, it's not. It doesn't work when you're super tall, right? And
it's
when you're
like
super
the
tall.
Rudy Giuliani thing, like, like just moving to the side.
Yeah, no, man. Like, it's weird, and then you got to worry about your posture and all that, because like, you can't be hunched over, right? Like, cause you can't like do like, I did a spin at my wedding. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, but I did a
and you
spin
weren't even
at
high,
my wedding,
which is crazy,
right? Like, I was and I look back at it and I'm like, oh man, I really should have stood up straight so that I look like, you know, instead, so I didn't look like a weeble wobble spinning around and shit. like dancing is not, like, in my head, I can dance really well.
That's the same for me. I'm fucking nailing it. It's not true in reality.
Like, nah, you just put that shit into practice and it's just like, I'm right there with I'm not as bad as Elaine. But
no. It's not dry heaving set to music. Like, it's not. But it is. It like when you guys did your dance at your wedding. We did not dance at our wedding. Like, not that I recall. No, I don't think so.
Thank you.
No, we just, it was like the wedding, and then it was like mingling, and then a reception. But like, because I, like, we had music, but it was just like on like a stereo. We didn't have a DJ because we had to plan our wedding in like 5 days.
Yeah,
so like, we didn't have any of that, which is fine by me. And like, looking back, that part is fine by me. Trust me. Cause my wife can't dance for shit either. she can't. I love her, but she can't. She'll tell you that. She's like, I'm a fun dancer. I'm not a good dancer. And I'm like, that is accurate. That is very accurate. But we have a good time. But we danced at your wedding and stuff. But when you got up there to dance, I was like, oh, I just assumed it was going to be like classic dude slow dance. Cause like, you just moving like one, two left, one, three, one, three, like foot, one, two, you know, that kind of thing. Like, you just have the mat laid out. But then you fucking did some, like, Michael Jackson shit. You, like, I forget what song you put on. And then you guys, like, went for it. It was awesome. I appreciated the effort. I will say that. Like, and I thought it was pretty good. I thought you guys were pretty good.
Like, we didn't want to do the whole, like, choreograph a dance scene and all that.
Yeah, that,
like,
gets a little, that's a little much sometimes.
Yeah, I don't need all that, right? Like, that's work. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I don't want to work at my wedding. I've done all the work that leads up to the wedding. I just want to have a good time.
Right.
And but yeah. And the only other time I danced was when my wife and I went to a cruise. And it was the first cruise I'd ever been on. And they had a soft serve machine. And I guess I just got sugar high. Because, like, that's all I would do. And I remember,
I thought you were going to say you were dancing when you saw the soft serve machine. Like, oh, shit, son.
I learned how to do the cha-cha slide. Because that's all they played. And I distinctly remember doing the cha-cha slide with two double fisting two soft serve cones on a cruise.
That feels about time. I'm not sure there is an image. I wish I had an image of that, because I'm not sure there is a better "this is Micah 100% as a picture" than I've ever heard. You goofily dancing with two soft serve ice creams in your hand. Yeah, that's about right. That's fucking funny. So at the movie premiere, Kramer's friend is a psychopath, and he is bootlegging the movie. And Jerry is obviously not okay with that. Meanwhile, Elaine, back at her job, she feels like no one is respecting her and everything has changed since the party, and she blames George, even though it's because of her little dancing. Everyone thinks she's a total goofball and doesn't respect her. Kramer's friend is like, "Look, man, I'm feeling sick," because he was eating a feed bag of candy, and he's feeling sick, and he makes Jerry finish recording the movie for him. George meets up with Anna, because Anna, from Elaine's work or a job, she, like, is told that, like, George is a bad seed and stay away from him. So she's like, "Oh, a bad seed. Oh, I want to be with this guy." And George is driving his dad's GTO. So, like, she meets him in the park, and he's got, like, his Yankee, you know, baseball jacket on, and this badass GTO that he's driving around, acting like he's this, like, bad boy. And she's like, "Is that your orthopedic pillow in the back?" He's like, "What if it is?" And he's like, "No, it's not." Like, "Uh." And he keeps giving away these, like, moments of, like, being himself. And Elaine drives up on them and starts yelling at him. And she's like, "You get in the car, Anna. Like, you heard me, young lady." He's like, treating her like she's her daughter. And she's like, you stay away from her. And he's like, "I ain't do nothing. Hey, is it, like, it's George. I didn't do nothing. I'm cool. That GTO is fucking awesome, though, by the way.
Yeah, nice looking car.
Yeah. Then Kramer's friend comes over, that's psycho, Brody, and he's like, "Hey, it's like, I've never seen work so beautiful in my life." He's like, "You're a genius." He's like, you know, basically, like, playing to Jerry's ego. And he's like, "Well, you know, I did the best I could." Like, and so now his copy of Death Blow is, like, is considered, like, one of the best bootlegs of all time. Right.
To me.
That's so fucking absurd.
I've seen one person do that in a theater.
Oh, really? Like, oh, in real time?
I've seen a person, like, holding a camera, and this is how long ago it was. It wasn't as big as the one that's in this, you know, show, right. But I've seen a person, like, holding a camera, and you'll never guess what theater in Baltimore County it was at.
Mortal Kombat!
Yeah, exactly.
That's a ghetto-ass theater, dude. Jesus. Fucking, what movie was it? Do you remember?
I can't remember the movie, but yeah, I distinctly remember seeing a black dude just sitting there, like,
that's
recording
crazy.
A movie. I was like, "What the fuck is this red light? Oh, okay."
Let me shut the fuck up. Like, are bootlegs still a thing?
Yes, they very much are. They very much are.
Why? Why, dude? Why?
There are so many sites. I guarantee you there's a site right now that's got Doctor Strange sitting there waiting for you to watch it.
Oh, and yeah, I guess that's true. That's true. Yeah, the like this those type of screeners. Yeah, it's weird because for me, like, if you're going to steal a movie, just wait a couple days and you get it in HD. Like, you right. get it in HD. Like, why are we stealing a shitty copy like done in Russia? Just wait and download the HD version probably 2 weeks after that one's available. Like, these movies are only in theaters now for 45 days. By like day 30, you can get that movie perfectly clear. Like, I don't understand that. Like, nah, I'm not. Stealing movies, I get. Stealing bad copies, like, what are you guys, right. animals?
What is the point?
Right? Like, you can get it in HD right now. So, like, that's crazy to me. So Jerry explains to Elaine, like, your dancing is so horrible. That's why everybody is, you know, doesn't respect you. And she starts doing it. He goes, please, please. Not in my home. Like, please stop, for the love of God. She ends up taping herself to see how bad she is at dancing over the tail end of a movie that Kramer went and bootlegged for Jerry called Cry Cry Again. And eventually Brody sees that tape and he's like, yeah, so the movie's weird, Brody. You know, it's, first you cry at how sad it is, and then a woman shows up and just starts dancing at the end, and then you cry again. Like, it's that bad. Elaine gets on the phone with George on speakerphone with Anna there, and she's like, I want to apologize. You know, George is a good guy and everything else. And George is like, get off the speakerphone. Like, pick up the phone. Because, like, now he doesn't want Anna to think that he's a good guy. He wants Anna to think he's a bad boy. Which is pretty funny. And so he takes one last ditch effort to bootleg a movie for Jerry. And he gets arrested. And the end is the part that is fucking awesome.
This is the funniest part of the entire episode.
Absolutely.
This last couple of minutes. So George and Anna are in jail. Elaine comes to pick up at the post Anna's bail and pick her up. And then George's father comes in to post his bail and pick him up. And the confrontation that George's father and Elaine had is one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen in this entire series. George's dad is just like, you know, he blames Elaine. She's like, is this your fault? And he was like, no, it's George's fault. His dad is like, my George isn't smart enough to do something like this. And
she
Elaine
says, you got
agrees.
That right.
and then he's like, what the hell does that mean? And I don't know if you've ever seen the outtakes of this scene.
I have, yes.
Oh my God, dude. When he says, what the hell does that mean? I mean, Julia Louis-Dreyfus just fucking dies laughing.
Yo, she like, loses she it.
She cannot help it. Like, it's just Jerry Stiller, man. Like, it's just, he's just hilarious. What the hell does that mean?
Right? And I love her response. It means whatever the hell you want it to mean.
I swear, man.
That scene is awesome.
If you are listening to this and you try your best to find those outtakes of those two, just what the hell does that mean? Right? Like, it's the funniest fucking thing in this episode, man.
Yeah, by far.
Goodness gracious.
And so he's like, you saying you want a piece of me? And she's like, yeah, I would. She's like, I could drop you like a bag of dirt. And then he rushes at her and she punches him in the face. Like, and it ends on this, like, this still of her throwing this punch, which is pretty hilarious. By the way, take a look. You have this scene up, right? Yeah. Look behind Frank Costanza at the guys behind him. Isn't that the dude from Stranger Things?
The older dude.
The cop looks like him.
The guy. Yeah. It looks like him. Yeah, it kind of looks like
him. Yo, I'm pretty sure that is him.
I don't see anywhere where it says it is him, but it does look like him.
What is that actor's name?
You want it? You got it!
Yeah, yeah. David Harbour. Let's see. David Harbour Seinfeld. Yes, that is him.
That's him?
Yeah, it is David Harbour. Like, he's a huge dude. I was like, yo, yo, that is him. Holy shit. That's crazy. He apparently was on a number of episodes.
That's funny.
Wow. Fucking random. That is super random. So there you go. David Harbour on Seinfeld standing in the background as Frank Costanza got his ass kicked, which is pretty goddamn funny. What year did this episode come out?
This episode came out October 10th, 1996.
All right, let me go back and I'm just looking in David Harbour's. No, maybe that wasn't him. Oh, wait. No, I don't know. Like, as an actor, is he actually credited, though? That's the thing.
I don't think he's credited. I don't see
it. That's really funny. So, all right. That is it for this episode of Airing of Grievances, The Little Kicks. And we will be back next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Really?